And we're back for more of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here. It's Monday morning, September 28th. How you doing, Dave, here, and all the best stuff that we gabbed about all morning long. The Eagles facing deja vu from, what was it, 2008? Another tie with the stinking Bengals? It's true. That's where we find ourselves, and there was much hand-wringing and complaining about that. In fact, we sorted the many suggestions from our audience on things more pathetic than being 0-2-1. We heard about a bridezilla that's offering wedding packages for the food, according to how much money guests give as a gift. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd as we do every Monday morning. Gave away two more laptops with the grade school challenge. And John offered up a political ads disclaimer that's very near and dear to our patience with dealing with feedback for our newfound political ads in commercial breaks. Very important stuff. Make sure you hit that and share that news with anybody else who may be complaining about what they're hearing. Guys, we can't do nothing about it, but we can give you this here daily podcast.
Obviously, the Reaper came to town here yesterday. You know, Steve, and you said it perfectly yesterday. The only thing that's worse than 0-3 is 0-2-1.
It is worse. It's so much lamer. It's so much lamer.
Just, oh my God, the level of, and look, a lot of this is because of how many players on this damn team are
injured. No, it's not. They suck. They suck. Howie Roseman sucks. Yep. I'm getting tired of Peterson. Carson Wentz sucks so far this season.
When Steve said that in our group text yesterday, I was like, whoa, this is real.
Yeah.
Steve's hating on Carson. It got real.
Right.
Let him get out of the, like, when he scored that tying touchdown.
Right.
Let him get out of the pocket. Let him run around. Let him do what 2017 did. Right. And if he dies, he dies. Right. Too damn bad.
Thank you, Ivan.
Well, you know what? Probably if he dies is the best solution, because if he stays alive, he's going to have no career. I mean, he's just going to be – he'll be gone in no time. I mean, he really will be gone in no time unless
– I'm going to be gone in no time. Sunday is for golfing now.
Yeah, that was the last thing I heard from Dave yesterday.
Sunday is for golfing now.
You want to stir the pot a little bit? Did you guys see Nick Foles brought the Bears back?
I did. Yeah. Yes, I did. I had a million people remind me of it, too.
But the first thing he did was throw an interception.
Almost a touchdown, though. It was taken out of the dude's arms in the end zone.
So the question at hand, we're going to be at this all morning, and we'll come up with the top five at like 9 o'clock when Matt gets here.
Okay.
Right. Things more pathetic than Sunday's Eagles game. Text it on into us to MGK MGK. That's 645-645. Or if you want, go to the JDB Show Facebook page, and you could enter them there.
Perfect.
As well. Right. So let's take the politics out of it, please. I put it up last night after the game, and half of the people are going like, "Well, Joe Biden, well, Donald Trump." I said, "No one gives a rat's ass.
No one cares." Then,
you know, the question is, what is more pathetic than yesterday's Eagles game? Just text it into MGK MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So speaking of weddings, I caught this story the other day. I mean, and you got to think about it. There is a fine line between tacky and groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a wedding RSVP card that's going viral right now. I saw this on Friday. The couple is offering different options for dinner based on how much money they plan on giving the bride and groom.
Oh, wow. Creating right. Like a caste system.
Wow. All right. Now listen to this. All right. A gift of up to $250, you would get your choice of roast chicken or swordfish. All right. For $251 to $500, sliced steak or poached salmon. For $501 to $1,000, filet mignon or lobster tail.
Wow.
All right. For $1,000 to $2,500 or more, a 2-pound lobster, a souvenir champagne goblet, or the vegetarian or kosher option, which they are not offering for the first three stages. So if you're not putting in $1,000 to $2,500, you can't have a vegetarian or a kosher option.
Yeah, no thanks. Put me in the blue collar corner.
Put me in I'm not coming.
Or that.
Who's giving?
I mean, I'll save the $100. I'll save the $150 and go to Butcher and Singer later.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw your catering hall.
Exactly. Yeah. You can only imagine what happened to M online.
Yeah.
Destroyed. Destroyed by people. I think Taylor's going to this wedding, to tell you the truth. Or at least she's working with Bridezilla right now.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Just as a reminder, we're taking suggestions all morning long. Things more pathetic than yesterday's Eagles game. All right, text in one, text in five, text in as many as you want. We're going to narrow it down to the five things that were more pathetic than yesterday's Eagles game. So text it to MGK, MGK, that's 645, 645.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
One, two, three, five.
All right, get us started, Cindy.
Okay, Grover Cleveland's real first name was Steven.
That's going to get Grover Silcox very upset.
Yeah. Well, Grover was... this guy's middle name, and he started using it when he was a kid.
Okay.
All right. Was this guy's middle name?
This guy's.
This guy.
All right. Non-hockey fans, we're going to learn you today. If you ever hear somebody mention this guy had a Gordie Howe hat trick, it means that he scored a goal, had an assist, and fought somebody during the game.
Okay. All right. All three in one game? Okay.
Gordie Howe hat trick.
All right, Dave?
In California, you can only get the number 69 on a license plate if your car's model year is 1969. Something okay. That pisses off Guy Fieri, I'm sure.
And sloths are famous for being slow and lazy, but they're super fast when it comes to sex. It lasts only about 6 minutes.
Wow.
Got me beat by two.
Random
facts.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Again, to rephrase what we were saying yesterday, the only thing that's worse than 0-3 is 0-2-1. Yeah. Right? I mean, just pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
The worst part about it, though, John, is the rest of the division blows.
Well, what
Dallas is 1-2. Washington's 1-2. Like, it's not even
so there's
going
to be a chance to be the best loser.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, that's one of the reasons why, ladies and gentlemen, we are trying to find things that are more pathetic than yesterday's Eagles game. Now, I'm asking you, please, nothing political. We're not going to use it. There's no sense. You want to get off your chest, go ahead and do it. But we're not going to use it at all because it's just not what we do. But there are things that are got to be more pathetic than yesterday's Eagles game, which might make us feel a little better. So if you've got one or if you got five, however many you've got, text them on into us to MGK, MGK, that's 645, 645. Or if it's more convenient, you can enter them on the JDB Show Facebook page.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning is about Pat Benatar and Heartbreaker. Basically, her first big, it was a breakthrough hit over 40 years ago. She still performs it. As a matter of fact, it's the final song that she'll do in her act. But she says that nowadays, it's kind of different than it was at first.
I can still sing Heartbreaker and not feel any trepidation about doing it at all. I mean, I really still enjoy doing it. Different take, of course, tongue in cheek now. If you're going to do it, you got to find a way to make it work for now. I mean, I could certainly never go out there seriously pointing and that bravado thing. What is that? You know, I mean, they get the joke. The most important thing is to make sure you always get the joke. Otherwise, you are the joke.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We are looking for things that are more pathetic than yesterday's Eagles game, and you can text them on into us to MGK, MGK, that's 645, 645. Please keep the political stuff out of it. We're not going to deal with it. They're not going to make it on the air. I mean, it's just, you know, you might be pissed at one thing. It's only going to piss somebody else off. As a matter of fact, there's something I want to mention in regards to political advertising on WMGK. We do everything possible to stay apolitical here on the show and here at the station. I mean, it's just not something that we do. There was a time that you could get away with political comedy, but that has been gone for a while now. So we've steered away from it, and we steer away from political topics for the most part. Every once in a while, a comic might come in and say something, and it might be funny. We might laugh at it because it's a funny thing. But basically, politics is not something that we're going to shove down your throat. Now, you might be asking, well, gee, you run those political commercials. Here's the story about political commercials, folks. We have to. It is the law. As a radio station, we are federally licensed, which means we have to follow federal laws. And the federal law states that any federal candidate that is running for office is able to buy time on any radio station in America. We cannot turn it down. So when you ask, like, well, you got, commercials for one, candidate, but not for another, well, that's because the other candidate hasn't chosen to buy any commercials here. doesn't mean that we're turning them down, and we can't turn down the ones that do show up. So when you do hear one, please, I don't need the text. Nobody here at the station needs please. The text
yep.
saying, why are you running this crap? It has nothing to do with us. We legally cannot refuse to do it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have you heard about what's been going on with Bill Murray and the Doobie Brothers?
No.
Bill Murray is using Listen to the Music to hawk his Bill Murray golf shirts. Okay. Right? And it's called Zero Yucks Given Golf Shirts. Okay? And so... the Doobie Brothers sent in a letter to the the Doobie Brothers sent a letter to Bill Murray, basically saying maybe you should change the company name to Zero Bucks Given. Right? It seems the only person who uses our client's music without permission more than you is the president. They also said that they threatened Bill with eternal damnation. Quote, you already earned that for the Garfield movies.
Wow.
And then took a shot at the shirt, said we'd be okay with the shirts if they weren't so damn ugly. Right.
Wow.
So Bill Murray's lawyers responded. Uh-oh. All right. Basically saying, first, we would like to compliment you on finding levity in the law at a time when the country needs it most. We'd also like to confirm that both our firm and the good folks at Willard Murray Golf are indeed fans of the Doobie Brothers. Right. The Doobie Brothers music. Which is why we appreciate your firm's choice of taking it to the streets rather than to the courts, which already are overburdened minute by minute with real problems. And it just went on with more Doobie Brothers things. So they're having fun, the two of them, and nobody's getting sued. So they've got that going.
Okay.
All right. 70 degrees outside right now. Some morning rain and drizzle will give way to a mostly sunny day. Temperature getting up to 79 degrees. And ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again... Although now we're doing it in the 7 o'clock hour because we've got leftover computers from Comcast. The grade school challenge this morning, we will start out with Robert. Good morning, Robert. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing damn fine. Now, you understand what we're going to do. We're going to give you a topic. We're going to give you 5 questions from first grade through fifth grade. If you can only get one wrong. You just got to get 4 out of 5 right, and you will walk away with a computer from us and the folks at Comcast. So you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Who's doing questions? You,
I
Steve?
Am. Davis.
Davis?
Yep.
Well, Dave, what's our category?
Geography.
Geography.
Yes.
All right. Here you go. Here's your first question, Robert.
How many states are in the United States of America?
There's 50.
There's 50. Okay. We got that one right. Thank God. Last week, someone said there were 52.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Second grade question.
In what country is the famous Taj Mahal located?
India.
That's right. 2. Your third grade question.
How many Great Lakes are there in the United States?
5.
5 is correct. Wow. Can you name them?
Huron, Superior, Ontario, Erie, and Huron.
And you said Huron right? Twice. But Michigan would be the other one. We're impressed.
Yeah.
You got
bonus points.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, you got it. Holmes. He knows it. Yep.
All right. So one more question, and you get yourself a computer. How badly do you need another computer in your house?
Oh, my grandkids. There's 4 of them, and they have 2 computers.
So oh, okay. Wow. Oh, that's great. Okay, well, let's see.
Good luck.
Let's see. 4 grandkids, 4th grade question. Let's see how you do. Dave.
What is the southernmost continent called?
Antarctica.
Antarctica. Hey. Is absolutely correct, my man. You got yourself a computer. From Classic
Thank
Rock
you.
102.9 MGK. What do you say? Do we do another one?
Let's do another one.
Let's do another one?
Yep.
All right, let's go to Karen. Let's see how Karen does. Good morning to you, Karen. How are you?
Good. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right, Karen, you understand what you got to do here. How badly do you need another computer in your house?
I need one badly.
You need one
virtual
badly.
Virtual learning, baby. Virtual learning.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got, what's she got?
Science? Science, yeah.
Science is your topic, Karen. Are you ready for your first question?
I am.
Okay, here it comes. Your first grade question.
Karen, what is the biggest organ in the human body?
The liver.
The liver is correct. Don't say anything else. You got it right. Your next question, second grade question.
True or false, bats are mammals.
True or false, bats are mammals.
False.
False? No, I'm sorry. It's true. Your third grade question.
Does the sun orbit the earth?
Can you repeat that?
Does the sun orbit the earth?
No.
Correct. Yeah. All right, don't worry, but you don't need anything. After you know, you're fine. Here is your fourth grade question.
What is the freezing point of water?
32 degrees.
One more, and you got yourself a computer as well, just like Robert.
What species can live on both water and land?
Amphibians.
There we go. We got two down. All right. Two down and two to go. Karen, you got yourself a computer from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Tomorrow, we'll give it a shot again and give someone else a chance at a computer because we got two more that we have to give away. I promised Comcast we would give them all away, and we're going to do that very thing. Philadelphia K-12 families who do not have internet at home may be eligible for no-cost service through PHL Connect Ed. Call 211 for more information.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
In the 28-year-old Emily Owens of Enid, Oklahoma, was pulled over last week for not wearing her seatbelt. The only form of ID she had was a medical marijuana card. And when the cops ran her name, they found out she had a suspended license.
Cool.
So she asked them to let her go for two reasons. And I think these are reasonable reasons. One is, it was her birthday.
Okay.
And the other is, and I'm going to quote her exactly, I have to poop so bad.
Does that work? I've always wondered.
Wow. Then the cops found that she also had another warrant out in another county for fighting a police officer. So they decided to arrest her, and she decided to speed off.
Okay.
Eventually, they caught up with her and arrested her on several felony charges. And after arresting her and they're putting her in the police car, she asked, can I poop in your car?
She wasn't lying.
Yeah. All right. There's no word on whether or not she did.
She should have pooped her pants. Yeah. Just go the whole way.
Let's go the whole thing.
All right. One man had to be rescued from his burning home after a cigarette lit the apartment on fire.
Okay.
San Antonio firefighters rescued an elderly man from a burning apartment that caught fire while he was smoking a cigarette. When they made entry, they found the recliner and the surrounding walls were on fire. They were able to get the man out of the apartment safely, but and put the fire out quickly, the spokesman had said. The man was smoking just before 3 a.m. at his residence while using an oxygen tank, what ignited the fire. He was transported to the hospital. Nobody knows his condition.
I would say burnt.
Dave?
Got a 29-year-old guy named Nicholas Ellington from Lincoln City, Oregon, and he was at the grocery store on Sunday night with a friend. They're hanging out in line in the checkout line. Nicholas busts out his Glock 9mm to show his buddy in the checkout line. He, he checks it out, puts it back in his waistband, and shoots off a shot right through his junk.
Oh, God.
It exits out of his thigh.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, he went from the Acme to Medevac me. He gets airlifted over to the hospital. As it turns out, he didn't have a concealed carry license, so he's getting charged with reckless endangerment as well.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, there's a 43-year-old guy named Caleb Gibson. Gibson?
I deny.
All right.
No relation.
Centerville, Utah?
I got nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
No
in
Mormons
Utah?
In this hood.
All right. Well, and over the weekend, he went to a car dealership to test drive a car.
Cool.
But when the car salesman told him that it was time to wrap up the test drive and go back to the dealership, Caleb wouldn't do it. He got on a freeway, started doing 100 miles an hour, and cranked up the radio so the 911 dispatcher couldn't hear the salesman when he was calling in for help. Eventually, the Utah Highway Patrol spotted the car and got Caleb to pull over. He tried to pin the whole thing on the car salesman, but it turns out that Caleb has a long criminal history, and his excuses didn't work at all. He's been arrested for kidnapping.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
Matt Cord is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
All right, you feeling fresh, alive, and awake?
So much.
Well, I figure after going for a COVID test this morning, right, did they touch your brain? Did they touch your brain with the Q-tip?
Just let everyone know, I had a COVID test because I'm getting a colonoscopy.
Okay.
I have no symptoms.
All right, great. Because
I texted Steve, he's like, don't come in here.
So, yeah. Did you watch any of that game yesterday?
Yes. All right. Yes. Actually, you know what? I rode my bike down to the link yesterday around noon just to see what it was like, you know, because they let bikes through. It was so bizarre because you could hear like the, you know, they're warming up and the music's playing. And you hear the punter punting the ball, but no one's there. They're like, wow, there's a game, an NFL game that's going to happen here in an hour.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
But don't you think if there was a crowd there, they would have booed when the punt team came out?
Well, you know what's wild? In last week's game, they put boos in.
I know. They took those out. Yeah, I guarantee you the players said no more.
Yeah. Well, but the players don't hear that audio.
You don't know.
I thought it was only on TV.
I thought it was arena people doing that.
Really? Oh, you mean the booing?
No, just the people pumping the noise into the link as the guy does the music up top.
Really? Are you sure?
I could be wrong.
I don't know. Well, we asked people all morning this morning for, you know, things that were more pathetic than yesterday's Eagles game.
I heard
game.
A couple. Right. Nothing political.
All right. Nothing political. Political. So here are the top five.
All right, later.
All right, the top five things that are more pathetic than yesterday's Eagles game. Number five, people who wear masks in the car when there's no one else in the car.
I've seen that.
All right. Number four, John DiBella trying to do an impression. Hey.
Right. Are you that bad?
Yeah, I pretty suck. Okay. All right. Number three, the Falcons in the second half.
Oh. Yeah.
Nicole. Number two, the Phillies bullpen.
Oh, gosh. That's good.
And the number one thing more pathetic than yesterday's Eagles game is this Sunday's Eagles game against the Niners.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.